Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I was going to go into John Brennan's office.
I've been listening to you forever.
That's what I don't get is I've always been like this. I've changed a little bit, I guess, but not really. I haven't really changed who I am.
Like if I'm that lady who just called, I'm calling up to say, hey, Drew, she started saying, hey, you hide from everybody at events. But I would say, hey, Drew, I was at a Bucks game. I missed you. I really want to meet you at the punch out.
Man, and I would be like, I'm going to personally make sure that you make it there and we meet each other.
And that you won't hide this time.
And Calta checked in.
What did he have to say?
He said there's always drama.
Wait, what was the drama?
Well, I thought he was talking about all the demands,
right?
But he was just talking about that lady.
Oh.
He said everything's all good.
Yeah, how do you listen to me for decades? Because it's been decades since I've been with Savannah back in the day and not know what I'm all about. I got it. She had listened to me for years, wanted to meet me. She came to that Bucks game like with the purpose of not seeing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but to meet Drew Argarabo. So she didn't get to meet me because I was in that van. Maybe she was there for an hour, maybe 30 minutes, who knows, but I was in the Pitbull Toddler bus and she was very put off by that. And since then, she listens to the show with a different perspective, listening for signs that maybe I've big timed it, maybe I don't make time for people. I've gotten snooty as she shouted out
to the dead man.
What's that?
Dementia. It's knocking these old people down, man.
Well, then if that's the case, ma'am, I'm very, very sorry that you're addled.
No, she said she was an RN. She's fine.
All right.
No, a nurse practitioner.
She was
practicing to become a nurse.
We're talking about practice. Okay? You don't even get to give sponge baths yet as a nurse practitioner.
Not a nurse yet.
Not a nurse.
Wait, I thought a nurse practitioner was almost a doctor.
No. There's no almost a doctor.
You're either a doctor,
either you're
or, you're
a doctor
not a doctor.
Or not.
My
right.
nurse practitioner gives me prescriptions.
Well, yeah, anybody can do that.
She shouldn't. She does it when nobody's looking, right?
Yeah.
No, a nurse practitioner. Trust me, I just got out of the hospital.
Okay.
they practice hard. And then one day, they become nurses.
Yeah.
I thought they were almost doctors.
No, that's something totally different.
That's an intern or whatever.
Internist.
Yeah.
I got to give back my nausea medication then.
You never know.
I need some Zofran from a real doctor.
You may not get the right prescription from a nurse practitioner.
So listen, lady, I'm sorry if I was a little hard on you, but I just can't believe that you would think we were half serious about any of the stuff that we said. We're delighted to be part of the punch out.
Well, what was ridiculous on the list?
I don't know. I think those are all reasonable demands.
I think so.
So I go in there to talk to Olivero about it, see if he's going on his way to get our PDQ, and he's not even listening to the radio program. He said he was in meetings all day, and he was trying to catch up.
They had a lot of there were a lot of moving parts around here today. So I think he was a part of them. So
send him a text.
Hey, that's what he just said. Actually, no. It's
PDQ,
okay.
Make it happen.
I dropped the hit.
There's like 12 people changed jobs today here.
I know. Big goings on in our building.
Yeah.
Congrats to everyone, and condolences to some. Rose, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
I'm doing good. How
By the
are
way,
you?
Can I just say how impressed I am with my leadership skills that I could just craft something like congratulations to most and condolences to some. What a heartfelt sentiment. Continue, please. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, this is nothing to do with today's show.
Okay. All right.
Take your time.
I've been living in Florida for 30 years.
30 años.
Yeah, yesterday was the first time I walked out of job and I turned on the radio and I heard you guys talking about my country.
Which country? ¿Cuál país?
You guys were making fun of my national anthem. You guys
¿Cuál país?
Don't know anything about my country.
Señora, ¿qué es su país?
I'm not Spanish. I'm from Guam.
She's Guamanian.
Guamese.
Guamose. What do you call one from Guam?
You guys were making fun of my national anthem. I live here.
We never talked about that. Hold on. Wait a second. Ma'am. Yeah. No, we never played. We don't even know the national anthem of Guam. You might have us confused with another radio program. What is the national anthem of Guam? Is it You Drop the Guam on Me by the Gap Band? Thank you. I just thought of that one.
No. You guys were saying Guam. I know what station is this.
Well, I don't think we said Guam. Oh, it was the Calta Show clip that we were playing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To be fair, we're not looking to throw anyone under the bus, but that's during a commercial where there's a clip of the national anthem playing of Guam that they did on the Mike Calta Show. That's why you think you probably heard it at this time during a promotional clip, but that's not we didn't do anything with the Guam national anthem yesterday. I'm not trying to shift the blame. I'm just taking the blame and I'm shifting it somewhere else.
Yeah, it was yesterday morning.
Morning, okay.
Yes.
It was 8 o'clock because I clocked out at 8 o'clock from work.
Okay.
You don't sound like you're from Guam.
Well, don't speak Spanish to me because I'm not Spanish.
I'm speaking English.
That's why she didn't understand the Spanish I was saying earlier. I'm sorry about that. What do you speak Guamese? I'm sorry to be ignorant, but maybe I'd like to learn about your culture. You know, because you're not American. What do you speak?
We speak our language just like you guys speak English.
Oh, okay. You speak a language. Thank you. That's very helpful.
What is it called?
But wait, does that language have a cómo se llama that language?
We speak tomorrow.
But no, I want to speak today.
What do you want to speak? My language?
No, I don't want to speak.
I can speak.
I don't want to speak tomorrow.
Which one
I want to,
you want to speak.
I want to speak today. I don't want to speak tomorrow. I want to speak today.
Okay, what's today's language you want to speak?
Well, what language do you speak in Guam? What is the name of that language?
Tomorrow.
No, today. I would like to know today what language you speak in Guam, please.
That's what I'm telling you. Tomorrow's
no, ma'am. I want to know right now the language that. I mean, I don't have till tomorrow. It's a Saturday. I'm not going to be working. I'm sorry, I can't come in just to learn what language they speak in Guam. I'm very sorry. That my commitment to my job is only paper thin. But please tell me before we can go any further, what language is it that you speak in Guam? Please.
I didn't say tomorrow. I said tomorrow.
No, okay, tomorrow, whatever. I want to know now, today, what language they speak in Guam.
You want me to spell it? Because I think you're misunderstanding me.
I'm no good at spelling. I'm Lex Disick in my head. I get all that. No, today, please.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying right now. Please tell me what language you speak in Guam. Please.
Tomorrow.
Today. I want to know today what language you speak in Guam. Please. I'm imploring you. I beg of you.
Can you please put her on the ban list? Thank you.
Boy, she sure can speak that F word real clearly.
Oh, man, she got that right.
Man, oof.
Well, I mean, that's a...
Took her a long time to come to that conclusion.
I mean, how was that bit going to end anyways without us dumping her?
I don't know. I hadn't imagined yet how that was going to come to a conclusion.
There was no end. There was no end.
There's only one way to end.
Because I didn't want to have to start telling you we have to break
right.
Because this was supposed to be very short.
I know.
And then you get all excited.
Sorry. I still want to know what language you speak today. Yeah, she thought that...
Yeah, I mean, she knew that it happened at 8 o'clock in the morning, but she's still blaming us.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We'll take the blame for something that they did on the Mike Calta show. But
I mean, exactly. It's something that happens on our station affects all of us. We take sense of ownership here. And we probably would have made fun of the Guam national anthem if we had known what it was.
And I bet she would have fought it to punch out.
It's not
she
too late.
She was mad. She was fighting mad.
I found the Guam national anthem. It's called Guam Track, and it's by Rage Against the Machine. Give you a little Friday rage. One of their overlooked tracks, if I may. Love the way Zach comes in on the song. Will he just rejoin that band already? Just another Guam track. What's up, Brandy? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. How you doing, honey?
Very well. Thank you.
Good. I just wanted to let you guys know I love you all. But unfortunately, in this case, you guys should have listened to Seth.
What just happened?
Actually right.
What is she?
Nurse practitioners are almost doctors.
Why unfortunately?
They go far longer.
Why don't they call them almost doctors?
I know. It sounds kind of silly, but I'm an RN, so.
All right. So we are getting lit up by NPs and RNs, so thank you. I'm sorry.
Don't they have patients to tend to?
They got a lot of patients, trust me, on this one. Thank you, though.
They have a lot. Actually, they usually go in ahead of the doctor and kind of precede them
there
and do
go.
Things, and then the doctor follows.
Orthopedic shoes or nah?
You know, not for me, but good. It depends on who they
it's
are.
It's a bad look. Which is less sexy, the orthopedic shoe or those what are those shoes called? The flip flops with the holes all over them.
Crocs. The Crocs with the holes. Oh, by far the Crocs. Yeah.
I would bang a girl in orthopedic shoes before I'd bang a girl in Crocs, right? I mean, not that you would know better who I would bang, but the orthopedic shoes way less unsexy than.
Yeah, we don't have to take a poll. I'm with you on this one.
Take a poll. Hey, Sharon, what's up? How are you? I like when you put somebody on the air and they're laughing instead of cursing at me about their language they're going to tell me about tomorrow.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. I was on my way to work and heard the whole nurse practitioner thing, and I thought, oh my gosh, these guys need some clarification on this. Yes,
we are almost
doctors, and your prescription is totally valid. It's legit. We prescribe meds, and we do everything doctors do, pretty much.
But
so,
what do they call you, though?
Almost like, doctors.
What do they call you?
They call them almost doctors.
Nurse practitioners.
Oh, so the nurse practitioner will never be a doctor.
Well, you could if you went back to.
So I could also call you, and you'll never be a doctor.
Anyway, I don't know who took care of you in the hospital. Who you were talking about was a nurse practitioner, but was just like practicing.
The chief. I called him chief. Chief.
Anyway,
thank you.
Anyway,
no, sweetie.
Just want to clarify for all the listeners.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I clarified already. I've been clarifying.
Keep up the hard work. All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, sweetie. All right, we got to take a moment. Stay on hold if you're on hold. We have too much to get
you. Let's take many moments.
All right.
I'm too worked up right now.
I know. You were right, and we were wrong. We're sorry. You had the nurse practitioner thing right. Does that make you feel any better?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, what makes you feel better?
I don't know. Nothing.
All right. I mean, look, you're going to Jen Epstein's house
for
dinner.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I feel great about that.
Yeah. Was there anything else on the menu that you didn't tell us about?
No, just dessert. It's a surprise.
I don't know. I think there was one more menu item Jen sent me that you're going to eat.
Head.
Yeah, I don't know. She said that was on the menu. She said also on the menu, Drew.
Head. Pardon?
Why would you go over to Jen Epstein's house for dinner anyway?
Head.
Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
No, I believe I said we were going to do headstands, and I think that clip was taken completely.
Doesn't sound like you're saying stands. I don't hear a stands. You hope anything happens between you and Jen Epstein that night?
Head.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, there's going to be other
people. Oh, you already answered it.
Well, no, there's going to be other.
I got the answer I was looking for.
No, she's got a husband, and I have a wife.
Right, and when they go to the bathroom.
Head.
Right, and they go into the kitchen to get the Cuisinart.
Head.
And, you know, they turn their backs for a second.
Head. Why is Micah laughing?
That's what we'll find out when we
come
back.
Dude, I feel sad. I'm harassed.
Go live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.